I'd like to welcome all of you to worship this day on the beginning of our Holy Week for this year. Today is our Palm Sunday celebration, and so our service will look a little different than normal, but still easy enough to follow along with. If you are able to join us in person for worship throughout this week, we will be having Maundy Thursday worship will be at 7 p.m. at Faith. Good Friday worship will be at 7 p.m. at Our Savior's, and then our Easter Sunday schedule follows our typical worship schedule for this academic year with an 8 a.m. service at Faith, followed by breakfast at Faith, followed by 10:30 Easter service out at Our Savior's. Please join us as you are able, and of course there will still be online versions of the services as well. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven!' Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, it was already late. He went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on a cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Isaiah, the 50th chapter. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with the word. Morning by morning the Lord wakens my ear, to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. The one who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, so who will declare me guilty?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from Philippians, the 2nd chapter. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Being born in human likeness and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It cannot be understated that the crowds in Jerusalem that day that Jesus came riding in on the colt were expecting him to do something. You see, this type of riding into town amidst shouts of praises was not unique to Jesus' actions that day. New rulers or rulers who had conquered new lands had these types of parades for themselves. And it was done to show their might and to receive deference from the crowds gathered. And so here we have Jesus riding into Jerusalem in a manner reserved for emperors and conquerors. The Romans, who would have been watching and observing the whole thing, thought Jesus was making fun of them, and therefore making a direct threat to the Roman control. The crowds believed that Jesus was coming to finally overthrow Rome for them. "Hosanna, save us," they cry to Jesus. And there is so much that they are hoping to be saved from. God, save us from this Roman occupation. Save us from the oppressive taxes. Save us from daily living in fear. Save us from worrying about if we will be able to feed and care for our families. Save us from fear that our worship of you will get us into trouble. Save us from the threat of the end of our way of life. Save us from a ruler who does not like us and does not understand us. God, save us. Hosanna, save us. What a brave and risky thing the crowds did that day. It would have been easy and logical for some of the Roman soldiers to have driven the crowds away with threats of or using actual violence. The Romans would have been justified in arresting Jesus right then and there for what definitely would have come across as a direct threat to the Roman authority in Jerusalem. But in spite of the real fear and the real threats of and from Rome, the crowd shows up anyways because they are convinced that Jesus is about to drive out their oppressors and that they will finally be liberated and Jesus will rule over them like King David once had. This is what they hoped and believed the Messiah would do for them. And this is what Jesus does for them and for us and for the whole world. It just doesn't look like what they had expected it to look like. And we too long for Jesus to triumphantly ride in and save us from various things in our lives. We too long for Jesus to just take away certain hard and painful realities that we are experiencing. Save us, we cry. Save us, God, from illnesses and bodies that break down. Save us from political structures and politicians that don't seem to listen to anyone. Save us from fear and distrust of each other. Save us from the endless negative news cycles. Save us from the things that we don't understand. God, save us. Hosanna, save us. And it is really hard when Jesus doesn't seem to show up the way that we had planned on him showing up. But that doesn't mean that Jesus isn't there or that God has abandoned us. Instead, God shows up in the world and in our lives in ways that show us that God's love and God's power come to us in ways that the world might call weakness. You see, our God parades into town on a young colt and not on a trained war horse. Our God draws crowds of and spends time with the outcast while the powerful are left feeling threatened. Our God does not subdue enemies, but instead will suffer at their hands. Our God is not afraid of the pain and suffering of the world and of our lives. Our God will endure the cross for us. In Jesus Christ, God gives us God's very own body and life. And this is how God responds to the world's cry of Hosanna, not with a sword or with walls, but by journeying with us. Promising us that love, God's love, is the strongest of all, that it can withstand and transforms the pain and suffering of the world. Promising us that God always hears our cries and always comes to us, so that we can say with confidence, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen." Let us sing together the hymn, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor." Amen. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Jesus meets you on the way. Thanks be to God.